Welcome. My name is Melissa Ming Foynes, and this is a guided meditation for parents on coping with worry. To begin, I'll invite you to find a comfortable position. It could be seated, standing, or lying down. And if you feel on edge and like it might take some time for your body and nervous system to find a place of stillness, feel free to pause the recording and come back to it when you're feeling more ready, or to take a few moments now to move, stretch. At your own pace, gently close your eyes or keep them open with a soft downward gaze. And if it feels good to you, you can place one hand on your belly and the other on your chest to invite a slower pace of breathing. When you're ready, take a few slow, deep breaths into your belly, expanding the belly in all directions, front, sides, and back, really inflating your diaphragm, your rib cage, breathing all the way into the chest and collarbones. And then gently releasing the breath without strain or force. Smoothly inhaling from the base of your spine to the crown of your head. Exhaling gently, crown to base. Few more slow, deep breaths. When you're ready, you can either keep the hands here or place them on your legs or by your sides. And see if you can bring to mind one worry that you have as a parent. And perhaps if this is the first time you're listening to this recording, choosing a worry that is low to moderate in intensity, not choosing your biggest fear or worry as a parent. It could be about your child's future, about them falling into some kind of addictive habit, a worry about their relationships, career, mental or physical health challenges, or even about some kind of negative life event happening to them, or about their ability to create happiness and a fulfilling life, even in the midst of stress and hardship. And as you hone in on this specific worry, see if you can fully allow any emotions and bodily sensations that accompany that worry. And notice any resistance in your body against fully allowing what accompanies this worry. So if you notice a bracing or a clenching or a tensing, see if you can invite some softening, some release. Or if you notice self-judgment, see if you can meet that judgment with the acknowledgement that all parents worry. That worry isn't always rational. You might not be able to stop thoughts like you're neurotic, you're overreacting, yet you can meet them with some understanding, some recognition of your own humanity. If you notice the urge to change how you're thinking about your child and to challenge the worry, see if you can surf that urge. Really allowing this worry to take up space in your body, your mind, your heart, without challenging it. Sometimes when we jump too quickly to challenging a worry, we deprive ourselves of the opportunity to fully feel the worry in a way that might let it run its course. And we ultimately can prolong the worry. And as you allow this worry, this pain, to take up space, see if you can identify the worst part of the worry, part that scares you the most, that breaks your heart the most. As you focus on the worst part of the worry, notice how it lives in your body. How does the worst part of that worry show up? Where does it show up? Scanning your throat, chest, belly, jaw. See if you can really feel and tune into those sensations. As you pay attention to how and where the hardest part of this worry lives in your body, ask yourself, is this worry here to signal me that there's a problem to be solved? Or is this worry about something I ultimately cannot control, even though I really wish I could? Or is it a mix of both? Is there a problem to be solved? Or is this something I can't control? Even if this is not a question you feel you can answer right now, spending some time with this discernment will point you toward how to navigate this worry most skillfully. If there's room for problem solving, perhaps there's a way you could equip your child with a certain skill or support that might help them make wise choices and navigate life. It won't likely eliminate the worry, but might soften it. Or if this worry is an indication of your deep, deep love for your child, and the awareness that you can't fully protect them or control their life trajectory, working toward accepting rather than fighting that reality, and learning to hold and carry that worry and vulnerability without letting it dictate your life may be important. Regardless of the answer to this question, see if you can identify what you most need in light of this worry. And how can you take steps towards meeting that need right now? Do you need some physical reassurance or encouragement in the form of a hug or someone holding your hand? And could you meet that now by placing a gentle hand on your heart or the back of your neck with some gentle pressure? Or do you need some kind of verbal acknowledgement of the reality of your worry that doesn't keep you stuck in it? Something like, "This is so scary. And I know that I'm not alone, and other parents share this worry." Or, "I can acknowledge my fears while also focusing on what's happening with my child right now, rather than a future that hasn't happened yet." Or, "I'll work towards trusting that I can create the support I need to cope with this worry." Or do you notice a need for more joy or gratitude? Perhaps you've been so understandably caught in worry that you've lost sight of the gratitude you feel for your child or aspects of your parenting. Or maybe you've missed out on opportunities to truly delight in your child and be fully present to the time you spend with them. How might you set an intention to make more room for gratitude or joy going forward? As we transition out of this meditation, consider whether there is some kind of scaffolding, some skill, some tool, some support that can help you hold this worry with tenderness and compassion, that can help you connect to the reality that worry is a part of being a parent. It's a part of parenting. That it's something we continue to navigate no matter how old our children are. I'll invite you to close by taking one final deep breath in and slowly, smoothly letting it out.